Created conversation on SAFM.
27 minutes to 9 the time. Good morning to you. Tuesday morning time for your mediated conversation this morning. Tomorrow, hopefully, we will get some doses of the COVID-19 vaccine which has been produced by Johnson & Johnson. This is the vaccine that is presumed to be effective against the COVID-19 variant which is currently dominant in our country. Of course, this means that we might start the process of protecting you and your family from the virus. Unfortunately, and I suppose predictably, the lawyers have got involved, and in particular issues around labour law. There's now a debate underway around whether your employer, your boss, or your company can force you to have a vaccination if you want to retain your job. You can imagine all the arguments here. The Constitution gives you rights over your body, but it also limits those rights. So, as an example, if you go to a country with yellow fever, you have to get a yellow fever certificate which shows you've been vaccinated against that disease before you return here. You can't take your children to a government school unless they've been vaccinated. And an employer may say that other workers or even customers may not be safe unless you're vaccinated against COVID-19. But you still have constitutional rights over your body. Interestingly, it appears that some of the lawyers actually have quite different views on this question, and this is the conversation that you'll hear today. First, Thabang Rapoleng is a director at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. He directs their employment practice, and he has suggested that actually an employer may well have the right to insist that you have a vaccination. Anton van der Bijl is the head of legal at the trade union Solidarity. He strongly disagrees, and they've seen a legal opinion which says that your boss cannot force you to have a vaccination. And Osborne Mulaturi is an employment law specialist at Mulaturi Employment Advisory Services. People have sort of strong views on all of this. Some are in the middle. In the end, on questions of law, there's plenty of nuance to play around with as well. We start then with Thabang Rapoleng from Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Thabang, good morning, and thank you so much for your time.
Good morning, Stephen. Thank you for having me.
As I understand the sort of note that you've published on this, you actually believe an employer can say that you have to have a vaccination. Why?
Well, I think, Stephen, the starting point is that the employer has a duty to provide a safe working environment. So that's basically the starting point, and that's the duty that the employer has. And I think it's important to also mention that as things stand, there are no legal restrictions on mandatory vaccination policies. As you've mentioned already, for a child to go to attend a public school, one has to be vaccinated and so on. So there's no legal restrictions on mandatory vaccination. Now, when one considers whether or not to implement a mandatory vaccination policy, because it has to first be a policy within the employer, one must have regard to their individual workplaces and assess whether such a policy is in fact necessary, but also they need to assess whether they can achieve the desired purpose with less imposing measures. So it's a balancing act, but as things stand, there's no legal restriction against an employer adopting a mandatory vaccination policy.
When you talk about other measures, so are you suggesting that if a person worked in a place that was not congested with people, worked in their own office, social distancing was easy to do, there was a very low risk of someone else catching a disease from them, then maybe they could argue against a vaccination?
Yeah, in that case they can, because keep in mind, the goal will be to provide a safe working environment. So if that can be achieved with less imposing measures, then one can reasonably argue that the employer then has other alternatives and they don't have to adopt a mandatory vaccination policy.
Okay, so then the difference comes when, if, for example, there are 500 people working very closely together in a factory, or, I mean, a sort of great example is people working together in a hospital ward, but it's a slightly different example, and I don't want to sort of confuse things. But if, for example, 500 people are working closely together in a factory or in a fast food outlet, which is customer-facing, then the employer would be on stronger ground to demand a vaccine.
Yes, in that case, the employer can and will have to say, well, keep in mind, as much as you've got your individual rights, there's also the rights of other people around you. So now if you, your stance can present a risk to your colleagues, then the employer will have to make an assessment whether your objections are reasonable or not. Keep in mind, in most cases, objections to vaccination and so on will be grounded on cultural and religious beliefs. So it is a balancing exercise that will need to be done. But at the end of the day, the main question is whether or not your objection is reasonable or not.
But the Constitution does say you have a right to control your own body. I mean, I don't think the Constitution, I mean, you actually have a right to do what you want to do with your body. This would be a medical procedure with a permanent effect. I mean, that's the point of it, is that it has a permanent effect. Why would it be allowed here if I do have a legal right to control over my own body?
Yeah, so the rights in the Constitution, Stephen, are not absolute. They can be restricted where it is for a public good. And in line with Section 36 of the Constitution. So rights in the Constitution can be restricted. And I think what's important here is not a situation as if the employer will then go and force you to have one. But all it means is that in the event that the employee does not want to have one and does not have reasonable grounds for refusing to take a vaccination, the employer will also have the right to exercise, for example, it's not a code or retrenchment policies and so on, depending on the grounds and the reasons why the employer feels that it's necessary for its employees to be vaccinated. So all it means is that the employer can also take measures which might result in your employment being terminated or the terms and conditions of your employment possibly being amended where it's possible for you to work permanently at home. Maybe that could be an option that the employer could consider. But it will depend, it will differ on a case-by-case basis.
Can they force you to get a vaccination they would not pay for?
Well, our stance, and there's no law on this thing, and our stance is that where the employer adopts such a policy where it makes it mandatory to get a vaccination, and vaccination needs to be paid for, let's say they don't come free, then our stance is that then it will be reasonable for the employer to also then propose or offer to pay for that vaccination. I think it will be unreasonable for the employer to say it must be done at the employee's cost, where it is something that comes about because of the workplace conditions or the individual the individual circumstances of the employer giving rise to them adopting a compulsory vaccination policy.
We have a principle of consultation, which often is involved in labor law. Would you have to consult before you did this?
Definitely, that's something that will need to be consulted prior to the implementation. So where there is a union, definitely the employer will be obliged to engage with the union, and those discussions are not going to be easy consultations to have.
I can't help but feel that this is going to end up in court. I mean, this could possibly be a huge case. And Tabang, I can see how long this would take. Someone would go to the Labour Court, someone else would go to a High Court. In the end, they'll go to the Labour Appeal Court, and in the end, finally, they'll go to the Constitutional Court. Do you expect someone to take this to a judge or about 15 judges?
This will definitely be a vexed area of litigation. And the reason being, you know, as I mentioned earlier on, objections against vaccination are commonly founded on religious or cultural beliefs and to a certain extent health considerations, because certain people could say, no, I cannot take a vaccine because of my health status or because of the advice of my doctor. So it will be a contested area of law. But what we do know is that with the lockdown restrictions and the approach or the guidelines that were adopted by employers during the lockdown, even those were tested in court. And what became quite clear is that courts are more concerned about the greater health of the public than protecting individual rights at the expense of the greater health of other employees. So the stance that has been adopted by the Labour Court during the lockdown and so on show an inclination to want to protect the health, the greater health of everyone else.
Tabang Rapoleng, thank you. Director of Cliff Dekker-Hoffmeyer's Employment Practice. Really appreciate the time here on SAFM Sunrise. Your mediated conversation can